I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
A lot of people, until they're in a stepfamily, don't realize how complicated stepfamily living is. And some of it is just numbers. There's more people. So you're dealing with not only mom and dad, but now you're dealing with mom and dad and who they are dating or have married, and all the grandparents or in-laws that come along with all of that. So some of it is just a numbers. Ron and I like to say stepfamilies don't have a family tree. They have a family forest. And so you're just dealing with a lot more people. But the most common reason is because all stepfamilies are birthed on loss. Now, some people get angry with me when they hear me say that because they think what I'm saying is that stepfamilies don't have love, that it's not a loving relationship. And that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that there had to have been a death or a divorce or a breakup of the couple in order for the stepfamily to even exist. So stepfamilies are grown after a loss, and losses come with hurt, pain, fear, grief, anger, all kinds of emotions that you do not have in a first-time marriage. So that's the number one reason why they're so complicated.
Anonymous listener wants to know, you know, as a child in a blended family, what can I do to show my stepmom that she's loved and accepted into the family?
Well, believe me, anything you do, she will appreciate, because stepmoms, in most cases, feel very outside the family circle. They don't feel they're a part of the family circle. And so anything you do to show her she is a part of the family circle, remembering her birthday, remembering at Christmas, Mother's Day is a huge one. Stepmoms typically hate Mother's Day because they have all the work of being a mother and all of the chores and all of the labor and all of the sacrifices, but they typically don't get any recognition for that. And so Mother's Day is one of those days where it really shines, like, okay, I'm not really a mother to this child. And so any recognition on Mother's Day is usually very appreciated. I'm not saying there aren't stepmoms out there that are bad and that do a horrible job and they do separate the kids from their dad and they do some mean things. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. I'm just saying that a lot of stepmoms would love to just have a friendship relationship with their stepkids.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.